Trump takes control from Gates of the vaccine process. He's then able to get cleaner, weaker vaccines for those that want it. He's then able to keep the economy going and try to break COVID hysteria and the frauds back before the election, which he's now doing through the CDC he's taking control of. So thank God he's contradicting Redfield. Thank God he's contradicting Fauci. Thank God he's got a new task force of other scientists that are coming out and backing the real science. So Trump's doing everything real behind the scenes and out in the open. But by taking the wind out of their sails, he's got Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton saying, I would not trust anything he says. Do not take a vaccine from Trump. And now because Trump's in control of the CDC, he's getting control. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated classic viruses with a very low amount of adjuvant in it. And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response. Because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which again doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. And so I know what Trump's doing. I'd rather him just come out and expose Fauci and expose Bill Gates and expose the Wuhan lab and everything they did. And he's doing it through surrogates. We're doing it right now. But I just still think it is not the route I would take. But I guess I'm not the guy that never ran for office and ran and won, and the guy that turned the whole country around, the guy that's been right about everything and done all this.